My name is Jamie Sharfin. I was actually born and raised in Mexico, but I've actually came to live in the U.S. about 15 years ago and did my emergency medical care degree of Eastern Kentucky University.
Cool. And what would you like to tell us about today?
Actually, I have two positions that I feel today. Number one is I'm the EMS Academy Chief for the Medical College of Georgia. Together with my wife, who's an emergency physician, we founded a nonprofit organization to kind of standardize emergency care in third world countries, specifically Central and South America. And we have been working with the project for about 5 years now, and I'm very happy to say that currently we're teaching about 10 different programs, specifically in Mexico. And it's actually been a very rewarding thing to help the less fortunate. We've had some incredible experience going around the country helping people, you know, and the providers are our brothers down there that, you know, they want to keep learning, and perhaps they don't have the means or the possibilities of actually coming up to the States to get trained. So what we've done is we've actually brought that training to them, which has actually made it a lot easier. And we've had thousands and thousands of providers now in Mexico that go through our courses, and we're able to keep bringing some more different things for them to go through and get better at what they do, which is it's funny. As a EMS director here in the U.S., you know, when I graduate a class, say ACLS or PhDLS of whatever, you know, usually people, they get the certificate and they're at the door. It's really not a big deal because we're kind of used to it.
Mm-hmm.
When we actually do that in Mexico or any other country, you know, poor country, third world country, they actually have a graduating ceremony for a weekend class.
Mm-hmm.
It actually, they dress up, they're going to applaud, and it's kind of like if you were graduating from college,
right,
if you would. Yeah. It's actually a very interesting and rewarding experience, you know, to see how appreciative that some of these folks are. And, you know, it also keeps you on the toes, you know, to appreciate what you have today. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, and we're very, I think we're very lucky in the U.S. to have what we have and to do what we do. And, you know, we tend to complain. We tend to complain a lot sometimes, but the truth of the matter is we're truly in heaven compared to some other places on earth. And I think that's a good thing to keep in mind.
Yeah. Do you guys, so is the... is it a mobile, kind of a mobile school, basically?
Well, basically, we do have offices where they're actually dead center in the middle of the country, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
But we pretty much go anywhere. I mean, we get requests from classes, you know, from anywhere in Mexico. And we've had a couple of vehicles that we use to transport equipment and instructors and so forth and so on. And usually, the people who request the class usually are the ones that will provide the classroom and the different things.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's also funny because every time you go to a class in Mexico, you will eat. They will feed you. Not only the instructors, but the actual participants will eat. You know, here,
mm-hmm,
in the U.S., you know, it's like, all right, it's 12 o'clock. All right, everybody be back at 1.
Right.
But so it's really interesting.
Huh. And so that, do you then stay, how long would a class last, or how long do you stay there?
Well, basically, the classes that we're doing right now are continuing education classes, which, you know, usually last 2 days. Most, you know, we have a couple that might last, you know, like a basic disaster life support and advanced disaster life support that might last up to 4 days. But typically, they last for 2 days. That's what we do. We're not providing the initial training. We're certainly refining some of the skills and, you know, kind of reminding people of, you know, the way we want to do things in the field. And for the most part, we always get, you know, very good results. I mean, these folks will study hard and they will listen hard and they will work hard through the class, and it's just extremely rewarding.
Cool. What else do you want to tell us about?
Well, you know, I would like to encourage everybody, you know, to try to volunteer some way or another, you know, within our profession. And we certainly need a lot of unity right now, not only in our country, but as well as you know, the whole world, we got to find a way to work together because you know, the disasters have become global. So might as well, we better start learning how to work with each other and talk to each other and so forth.
Interviewed other people about, you know, responding to the disaster in Haiti or that sort of, you know, the worldwide.
Which right now, currently, there's a disaster ongoing in Mexico due to a tropical storm. And there's a lot of people that have actually been affected. They lost their homes. They really don't have anything to eat. I mean, you know, they didn't start it good from the beginning. And then they had all this water come down on them. And it's just really, really sad to see some of these things.
Yeah.
Right.
So. What's the website of your organization?
It's www.ipedm.org.
Cool.
Yes, I think.
But great. Anyhow,
so.
Is there anything else you want to?
Yeah, just
that's it?
That, I guess.
Cool. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Open Airways podcasts are produced by FISDAP with support from emsresponder.com. All recordings express the opinions and experience of the speaker and do not constitute legal or medical advice. This and other recordings can be found at www.openairways.net.